Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh my God, I'm so lost because usually I go, afternoon, Carrie Bickmore.
Hi, Buzz. I'm Carrie.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, bro. How are you?
I'm good. Where is your partner in crime?
What do you mean, Buzz? I'm right here. Doing,
I'm doing what, Carrie?
Thousand voices.
Just chilling out, being pregnant, making a baby grow inside me. I used to be brunette, now I'm blonde. Oh no, I'm back in the building.
Because we're on air.
Oh, I thought you were here the whole time.
Mate, the one rule.
How long have you been?
About 15 seconds.
It's about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, the good news is...
What have we done so far? How did you go to the toilet?
Yeah, I'm aware. You're pregnant. That's fine. You can do that stuff. Hey, coming up after 4, Paper Quiz is back. Bickmore's bits later in the show, but up next. All I've read is what's on the sheet, yeah. And I've got a few surprises for you,
so you
to
don't
help
need me.
You out.
You're all good.
On your way.
Don't need next. Me either. You did all the teasing there. Good job.
Welcome to the Tommy Show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're about to do something, and good friends, good partners in crime, they've got each other's back, right? And
They rock up to their radio show on time.
They do. I saw what your topic is here.
Yeah.
And I thought I would help you out. I think we're heading into an area that a lot of guys struggle to deal with maturely. So I thought I would just set the tone and say we're all adults.
Yep.
Let's just have an adult conversation and let's just do some...
Shh. Mature. Period chat. Shh.
Over to you,
Why?
Segment.
We're not talking about periods. What are you doing?
I read what it said on the sheet.
No, not that kind of plot.
Is that not right?
No.
I'm sorry.
So you mean we made this?
Shh. Mature. Period chat.
For nothing?
Shh.
I could see why
it says, where did you bleed?
I can see why you would think that's what we're doing. It does say on the board that I'm bringing you a topic, where did you bleed?
Yeah.
But it's not quite that.
I am so sorry, mate. I've misread the signs here.
Pregnancy. A time you don't get your period, so this is not period. This is not period.
Okay.
Lots of things happen
of
to your body.
You don't. Wow.
No, it's
really
so glorious. It's really good.
See?
Except for those women that still get their period and then they all of a sudden are pregnant and they didn't know 7 months down the track because they're still getting
their
period.
Some women do
so
still.
So this is kind of period chat. No, it's not.
Isn't it nice that we've snuck in some mature period chat there? We've all learned things.
So
yes.
When you're pregnant, lots of stuff happens to your body. Weird stuff that you're like, what's that? Okay, learning to deal with it. You go to bed at night, I get tingles all up and down my legs. Don't know what that's about, but they tingle. Tingle all night. It's like ants running up and down my leg, up and down and up and down.
On both
weird,
sides?
Creepy. Depending on what hip I'm sleeping on, right?
Is that fine?
Oh, who knows? It's almost out. We'll deal with it till then.
Okay.
I get back pain, like pelvis tingling. Pain, you know, your nipples hurt. There's lots of stuff that happens.
Your nipples hurt now.
Yeah, it's all very hectic. I remember when I was pregnant with Ollie and no one around me had been pregnant before me and I didn't know that colostrum came out before you have the baby and I will never, ever, ever, like, forget the day.
Is that the stuff that people eat?
Well, it's the stuff that's really good for the baby when it first comes out of your boobs. And
out
before
mate,
I had
thinking,
the baby.
The
and I was like, rang the doctor.
Placenta.
No, stuff that comes out of your nipples. It's milk, but it's the early milk. But it can come out before you have the baby. And I rang the doctor going, okay, there's stuff coming out of my boobs. Something's going down. He's like, no, that's normal. And I was like, I really should read some books. Anyway. Stuff happens to your body. Huh? But this time, the weirdest thing has started happening to me that no one's ever told me about, and that is that I keep getting nosebleeds, right? And I've never in my life, never, not as a teenager, not in my 20s, ever, ever had a nosebleed until I got pregnant. That's a good song.
Nosebleed section.
Well done, Buzz. It's better than the first thing you guys came up with. Anyway, so it's happening at the weirdest time. So I was on a getaway a few weekends ago and I was at dinner with Chris.
And
we were actually at a nice dinner and all of a sudden blood started dripping down my nose.
Oh, no.
He's like, baby nose. So I'm like, people are going to think something else has been happening.
Yeah, it's lucky you're pregnant.
Right? Then like I'll roll over in the morning, right? And I'll be like, hey, honey. And he's like, baby nose. I was walking the other day in
how
the middle
often,
of the
so
walk.
So how often are you getting these?
Every couple of days.
Wow.
I'll be on the walk and it just starts bleeding. But because I don't have tissues, I end up using my sleep. By the time I get home, it looked like I've been at a crime scene for the last hour trying to clean up after somebody. It's really hectic. You read what's going on, Buzz. You've done some good tunes there.
Well,
Anyway, there's nothing more embarrassing than just bleeding with, like, on cue without meaning to.
No, Buzz, does our thing still work then? I think our thing still works.
No, your thing doesn't
our
work.
Other thing?
No, I think our other thing works.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's more appropriate, yeah. Yes. I want to know on 131060, where did you bleed? Where were you out and about and all of a sudden you just started bleeding? Could be from your leg, yeah. Could be from your nose.
Mate, why are you asking that in words when you could ask it in song? So hang on, do you mean which part of the body or in what location? Like, do you want I was at a wedding
yep.
or do you want out of my ear?
Well, I mean, maybe either.
I think both would be good. I think location
yep.
should be, yeah.
Yeah,
and then
I think
we'll
it's
find
location.
Out which bit from.
Yeah, and as we established at the beginning, it doesn't need to be that time of the month.
But it still could it be because we're all ready for some
mature period chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We aren't doing what you thought we were doing, which was this.
Mature period chat.
That's not what we're doing.
We did a bit of it.
A tiny bit. It did make me think when we first did that as a woman you never forget the day and where you were when you first got that.
Mm.
And it is one of those things that people don't talk about and it's something that we all have every month of our lives for 50 years and yet it's weird to talk about.
It's been, that's been weirdly a big part of my life at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah. I've been filming this ABC show called Mustangs.
Yeah.
And it's for young women and we just filmed a whole episode about women getting their period because it's about a soccer team. And yeah, anyway, I play the obnoxious. Anyway, too much detail. Let's go on with the show.
I'll never forget. Went to a school that thought white uniforms would be fun for teenage girls. Yeah, who came up with that? A man. Anyway, we are doing Where Did You Bleed? Because being pregnant, my nose is randomly bleeding yes. all the time and it's really embarrassing.
Yes.
Cassie's on the line. Cassie, where did you bleed?
I was shopping for my wedding dress and I'd had an operation a few days earlier and I popped a stitch.
Oh!
While you were in a wedding dress?
Yes, while I was trying on the wedding dress.
Where was the operation like? Where did you bleed from?
Belly. From my belly button.
Oh. So did it bleed onto the white dress?
Yes, it did.
And Cass, what do you say? Do you just calmly say, I might try on something different.
It just had put it back in the hanger.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then they're like, no, did we? Because it was a corset dress and did we pull it too tight?
Oh, Cassie.
And did you look at them and say, yes, it's your fault?
I was like, no, it's okay.
Oh, wow. That's just made me feel so bad.
Did you? You didn't get buy the dress, did you?
No, they were kind enough not to make me buy it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I feel like that would be really rude if they made you buy it. It would also be quite funny, I reckon, if you went, I want this one, but not this one. Because this one's got quite a lot of work. Can you get me another one?
I remember when I used to work in a clothing shop and girls would put on, like, try on clothes and get makeup all over it and you could tell it was their makeup and then they'd come to the counter and go, do you have one that doesn't have makeup all over it? And you'd be like, it's your makeup that's on the one you've got. Soraya, are you there? Where did you bleed?
Okay, guys, so I bled from my face whilst I was working in hospitality.
There's nothing like a face bleed to make people hungry.
Was it a nosebleed or something different?
No, I had an injury on my face that was all stitched up and covered up and it ended up, I think a bit of the scab must have pulled.
Did the customer have to tell you? Is that how you found out?
Yes, the customer had to tell me that it was kind of just dripping down my face.
So they said, they said, I'll have the quinoa salad and you're bleeding from your face there.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're not Soraya.
Should we finish with Sarah?
I don't know if I can do many
Sarah,
more.
Sarah, where did you bleed?
How are you going, guys?
Very well, thanks, Sarah.
I was actually at work. And I was training some staff in a telecommunications company.
Mm.
And I'm training this girl and she's turned around and she's gone, Sarah. And I've gone, what? And she's gone, look at your chair. And oh, my God, it was everywhere.
Oh,
it was my time of the month.
Stumbled into what you wanted to do for this whole segment.
Oh, my gosh.
The maintenance guy had to come and get the chair and throw it out. And I just went home.
Did you go Did you go back the next day?
I did.
Yeah. Good on you, Sarah. And thank you for bringing us some...
Shh. Mature period chat. Shh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Lots of fun bits in the news today.
You got fun bits, mate.
I've got fun bits today. First of all, I've got good news for people who are annoyed at banks. Not so fun, but will make you feel happy. So one in three Australian workers have their super invested as cash with the banks, right? And it's estimated that some account holders could get up to $3,000 back as part of this class action that could be the largest in Australian history. It's being run by Slater and Gordon. They've launched Get Your Super Back. It's a campaign following all the stuff that came up through the Royal Commission of misconduct by the major banks and the evidence that, you know, they were investing in their own banks and not putting your super into other banks at higher interest rates and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, watch that space and you can take part if you want to be involved in it too.
Do you remember when we just got $900?
Yeah,
remember
that's
that?
Right.
Kevin 07.
That the best day of my life?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't see that happening.
And some people hate Kevin Rudd. He just gave me $900 once. Turnbull could do that out of his own pocket and doesn't.
Yeah, he's not.
He's gone
around anymore.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry. That joke would have been good a week ago.
So it's well-known etiquette to offer a pregnant woman a seat on public transport, right?
Yep.
And a man in England has refused. The result, he ended up getting sat on. A woman called Bridie Lee Kennedy, she's an Aussie, tweeted, "It finally happened in my 8th month of pregnancy. I sat on a man's hand and his bag when he wouldn't move them off the last spare seat on the bus. We're now sharing a very quiet ride."
She sat on his hand. I don't know if – I think that might encourage more people than it puts off.
What, sitting on your hand?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, that if you're
I
not
think
giving
that
up
sends
your,
out a dangerous message.
If you're not giving up your seat for a pregnant woman, you're not caring that she's like you're going to care that she's sitting on your hand, but not for good fun reasons, for other reasons.
Okay. Yeah.
A Qantas flight, you may have heard this, was forced to turn around. It was a flight from Perth to London.
Yes, by the bloke.
By a guy that was a bit aggressive and agitated.
So
they
annoying.
Were 2 hours into the 17-hour flight. But Qantas is seeking to recover all of the cost incurred due to the diversion. Apparently this is a thing that can be done, and the compensation bill could reach tens of thousands of dollars, so he might have to pay for causing a fuss.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
That. Did you know that Richard Branson started Virgin because he got a flight cancelled and he worked out. He got a chartered a flight because he needed to fly.
His flight was cancelled.
His flight
was
cancelled. And he went, okay, how much does it cost to charter a plane?
Yeah.
And he was surprised by how little it cost and got all the people on that flight and charged them.
That were meant to be on the cancelled flight.
Yep.
And he chartered them all on a plane.
And he made money. And he was like, oh, why don't I just do this all the time? And that was how he got the idea to start the airline.
Put some ideas in some of those people's heads that way.
Yeah.
And finally, this is my favourite story of the day. I've just thrown it out
what was
on the floor. Hold on, I've got to get it back again.
I'll get it.
It was so important I threw it on the floor. Cate Blanchett has reminisced about this bizarre encounter she had with Prince Philip, right? She was on the Jonathan Ross show in England, and she recounted when she was invited to Buckingham Palace for lunch and she sat near Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, and then Prince Philip asked her this.
And he said, oh, hey, you're an actor. And I said, yeah, that's right. He said, well, I was given a DVD player for Christmas and I can't work out whether I put the green cord in or the red cord. And I said, well, sir, it's not my area of expertise.
I mean... You want to love him. Some of the things he says are just so highly inappropriate. And I've been reading our producer, Sonda, put together a list of all his best gaffes. Some of them I cannot say on air and they are so wrong. It's unbelievable. But some of them
racist,
are just
sexist and
horrible.
Funny.
Yeah. But I'm going to read you some of the funny ones.
Yep.
In 1969, he was on a trip to Canada.
Funny
and
already.
And he goes, I declare this thing open, whatever it is. Then he said he was at a World Wildlife Fund meeting in 1986, and he said, if it's got four legs and it's not a chair, if it's got two wings and it flies but it's not an aeroplane, and if it swims and it's not a submarine, the Cantonese will eat it.
Jesus.
You can't say stuff like that. He said to a 13-year-old kid who told him, he said to the 13-year-old kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, an astronaut. And he said, you're too fat to be an astronaut.
Oh, Buzz, you could be an astronaut.
Yeah, that's what you deserved. Well,
Don't become Prince Philip.
I wasn't.
He was at a Royal Variety performance watching Sir Elton John, and he didn't realise his microphone was on. And as he watched, he said, I wish he'd turn his microphone off about Sir Elton John singing.
Wow.
Anyway, my last one is his quote, when a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I got a new tattoo, so I wasn't allowed to go to the gym or the sauna.
Mm.
I've been loving the sauna recently, partially because it makes you sweat, but mostly because the overheard chat in there.
From the old dudes.
Oh, it is next level.
What was last week? I remember a couple of weeks ago. What were they talking about?
Oh, the speed of the bullet train.
Oh, that's right.
And one of them reckons it went 700 kilometres an hour. And then they had a full argument and one went and checked on his phone. So I'm going to bring you another edition of... Yeah, I made some really bad musical choices today. Buzz, can you steam me for this? I set the scene. Two big burly blokes.
Yeah.
And so I'm expecting footy finals time.
Oh, footy chatter.
Bit of footy chat.
Stereotypical.
I love a bit of, yeah. Mm. Yeah. And sometimes stereotypes can be proved to be wrong.
Yes.
Buzz, it's a sauna. I'd appreciate more than one little bit of steam.
Does it steam the whole time or does it steam though and then come away and then steam again?
It doesn't steam enough and you're not allowed to tip water on the rocks. And if there's no one else in there, I'm tipping so much water on those rocks. And the boy starts chatting about his missus and he goes, oh, she drove me mad on Saturday night. And I'm thinking, here we go. She drove me mad. He won't have been allowed to go out with the boys and watch finals footy.
Yeah.
Here
stereotype.
We go. And he goes, so she had to work and then she went out from work and went straight out. So she sprayed perfume on herself, just freshened up perfume on herself. And then I'm at home just having a quiet night and then she tools in. So drunk and so much perfume. Like a lot of blokes like perfume. I don't like perfume. So she's got in bed. She stinks of piss because she's been drinking. She stinks of perfume because she sprayed herself with perfume. I lie awake all night because I can't sleep because of bloody perfume. And then I'm grumpy all yesterday. He goes, I'm grumpy all
that
yesterday.
That is such a role reversal.
Isn't it?
Normally that's the women going, oh, and then he came home and he stunk a piss and then he thought he could just put Rexona all over himself to cover up the smell.
Yeah, so he smells like a pubescent boy covered in Lynx Africa.
And then I couldn't sleep and then I was annoyed at him all the next day.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was a funny, weird thing to do
is
when
to
you're drunk.
Is to spray yourself when you come home.
Is to overload on perfume.
Yes.
Because usually you're used to people stinking of kebab, maybe they've done a cheeky spew, some kind of awful smells, but he's just like, the perfume was overpowering. So I want to know, on 131060, what weird things does your partner do when they're drunk?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Chris always makes a toastie, comes home, makes a toastie, and then leaves the toastie on, and then I wake up in the morning and I can still smell burnt cheese from where it's been on for the last 8.5 hours.
Everywhere.
That's not that weird, though. A lot of people would make toasties, I reckon, after a big night out.
Yeah, I went through a weird stage of I'd wake up with my shoes on. But
no clothes.
Yeah, my pants would be off. And so I worked out I must have been taking my pants off and then somehow put my shoes, because my hands don't go over my shoes. 131060, what weird stuff does your partner do when they're drunk?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzzo.
Yes.
Put on the spa, mate.
All right.
What else did we have wanted you to do?
Well, there's this.
That was what I was going for.
There we go. We're all confused.
Either would have worked.
Yeah.
Silence is not helpful.
When you think there's two possibilities.
Just go with one of them.
Go with one of them, I reckon.
Anyway, we're in the sauna. Well, we were. The steam stopped again.
Yeah.
We're back in the sauna.
I love the sauna because I love over here in the chats that I get to hear in the sauna. The latest one was his missus getting drunk and going out while he was having a quiet night and she just keeps spraying perfume on.
And then he can't sleep.
And I can't sleep because she stinks like perfume, which some blokes like, but I don't. And then I was grumpy all the next day. Steph from Brisneyland. Steph, what does your partner do drunk that's weird?
So my partner peels an avocado like a boiled egg and just eats it.
Oh, wow. I mean, is he trying to, like, undo the damage of the drinking?
The kebab?
Yeah.
It's a little bit odd.
Yeah, it is a bit odd. And just the one, or is he going through a few? What's he doing?
I think we just got one because then he passes out quite fast.
Wow. He just wakes up in the morning with an avocado seed in his chest.
Isn't that
I mean, it's a clean way to eat an avocado,
it's,
I guess.
Also, of all the drunk eating options, it's got to be the healthiest.
Yeah. I remember so in uni there was a guy that we used to go party with all the time, and he'd wake up and every single morning he would just have Maccas from head to toe all over his body, and we'd all be like, oh, mate, can't you just like put it next to you? It would just be all down his chest. It was so gross.
Yep. I remember one of my more shameful moments was I woke up with my girlfriend at the time. She came round and she goes, oh, are you all right? And I said, babe, I woke up with half a cheeseburger on my chest. And she goes, where is it? And I had to admit to her
that you then ate it. Hey, Stuart, what weird thing did your partner do drunk?
So it's my housemate, James, and he'll come home drunk, like, 2 or 3 in the morning and grab all the towels in the house, not just his own, all of them, and pop them in his bathtub.
And then sleeps in there?
He won't sleep on them. They'll just all be there in the morning.
Wow. Is he just getting his house confused with a hotel? Or
it's weird.
It is weird. It's pretty fun.
It'd be a nice, comfy little place to sleep all curled up in the tub, wouldn't it?
Other people's towels.
Yeah, gross. Although when you have a family, it all gets mixed around anyway.
You don't have your own towel? Yeah, I know.
No, they all just use mine. I don't have my own anything anymore.
That's even a whole other
toothbrush.
Segment.
It really annoys me.
Who's using your toothbrush?
Ollie all the time. I'm like, mate. He's like, I'm your son. I'm like, I don't want your mouth in my mouth, mate. Use my toothbrush.
You've got good teeth, though. Maybe he just sees your chompers and just goes, oh, yeah, if that's what that brush does.
Jamie, tell us, what weird thing does your partner do drunk?
Yeah, my husband goes looking for Splice.
You like the ice creams?
Yeah, the ice cream. So just, they're like a lemon-filled thing. And
Delicious. Oh. Yeah.
Where does he go?
And where does he go hunting? Like out in the wild or just to the freezer?
If there's none in the freezer, he'll make me go drive like the Woolies or like IGA or anywhere. And if there's none, he gets quite upset, like really pouty.
Yeah.
Over his Splice. Should we finish with Jill? Jill, thanks, Jamie. Finally, Jill, what does your hubby do weird when he's drunk?
He plays our cat like a bagpipe.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I don't think we have any more questions, do we?
Does it sound better than an actual bagpipe?
Yeah, it actually does because she's a Siamese. So
different sounds?
They make a really weird sound. Siamese does at the best of times.
Just give us a bit of that, Jill.
No, I can't. it's too sad for words, to be quite honest. But he only does it when he's drunk.
Was your cat around? Just pick up your cat and give us a squeeze.
No, I'm not. I'm not home. I'm out.
Oh, sorry, Jill. Okay.
Thank God.
Stop asking Jill to play the bagpipes, mate.
I'm just asking her to bloody grab her cat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, let's do this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Hold on one sec. Sorry, I'm just going to take a call. Babe, we're just doing the newspaper quiz.
Can he help again? Put him on speaker.
You were no help last time.
No, he was good. He was good. Put him on speaker. Put him on speaker.
And now he's getting annoyed.
Yeah,
he's
put him on speaker. Put him on speaker.
Okay, you're going to go on speaker just in case we need you. Can you hold on?
All right, let's go. Chris, he can't hear anyone else but you guys. All right, so
babe, it is on air. Just pipe down.
Question one.
No wonder we're not number one anymore.
The Faroe Islands are an autonomous country within which kingdom?
The Faroe Islands are an autonomous country.
Probably pronounced that wrong, to be honest.
In which kingdom?
We're wearing headphones. Carrie has to re-say it down the phone.
I'm hanging up on you. You're of no help. The Faroe Islands.
We're doing the paper quiz.
Which kingdom are they part of? We're doing the paper quiz.
UAE.
United?
Oh, UK.
United Kingdom or United Arab Emirates?
United Kingdom.
Okay.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Good. Thanks, babe.
I don't know about that.
Not as easy when you don't have Google, is it, Chris?
There's nothing Buzz like taunting a man that can't hear you.
This is not working for radio, so I'm going to say goodbye and I'll talk to you.
All right. Question two.
Yeah.
Great.
What are we saying? United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very United Kingdom. Anyway.
Who created the famous literacy character, Professor James Moriarty?
James Moriarty? Why do I know that? Is that he? Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, okay.
Who created it?
Ian. Let's walk in Ian from our producer's Sunday, please.
Ian.
I thought his name was Cummings or something. Anyway.
All right, question three.
Yusuf, LL Abraham or something.
Yusuf Islam is commonly known by what stage name?
What's his name? Oh, I love him. Cat Stevens.
Find a girl.
How often I say I love
settle down. Is that him?
No.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
If you want, you get married.
I love him. Me. I am old, but I'm happy.
He's got another one I really like. There's a way, and I know. Not that one.
We've got that one. But we'll just sing it. Just trying to be quick on the buttons, guys. We've almost run out of time. Here we go. Question four. I know we'll know this one. Which Australian city is going to host the Invictus Games this year?
Sydney?
Yep. Why do you look so confused? We're talking about it earlier.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just waiting for the next question.
Question five. Which country has a coastline on the northmost point of the Bay of Bengal?
India?
Great guess. It's great. Sri Lanka?
India, Sri Lanka. Yeah.
India.
Northwest point.
Northmost point.
Northernmost point.
Go India. Okay. I like it because it could be Pakistan too.
All right, let's go through these. The Faroe Islands are in Denmark.
No help there, Chris.
Ian was not James Moriarty. It is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay.
Also known by his mates as Ian.
We got Cat Stevens, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Sydney was right.
Great.
Yeah. And it wasn't India, it was Bangladesh.
Bengal.
Damn it.
Sorry, everybody. Bengal tiger.
I'm sorry about so many. Okay. It was a bad segment until you topped it off with Bengal tiger.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Isn't it always great to see Husey and Kate?
It is. It is great to see you guys. And I think, because I think it's time.
What?
It's been nearly a year now. Well, we're into the back end of the year. Yeah.
What?
No, since we've had these guys.
Oh, right.
This is an intervention or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's saying we need your help.
We need your help, guys.
Oh, do you?
We've had a prime minister.
Hang on, I'm just going to take my clothes off.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean.
No, I didn't say stop.
Well, it sounds like we're going to do some heavy digging, Husey.
Oh, right.
Mm. Yeah. We do the paper quiz every Tuesday and we suck every Tuesday. It's getting worse.
But you're not being deliberately stupid to appeal to people.
Why would we be deliberately stupid?
My partner, Chris, we had this whole thing with him because he said to me, why do you play dumb when you do the paper quiz? And I said, we're not playing dumb. And he goes, we clearly are because you never get anything right. I'm like, no, we just don't get anything right. And so we got him on. And even when he came on, he couldn't get anything right.
But he works in a current affairs.
I love quizzes.
We all do.
Yeah, I love them too. I'm just not good at them.
Well, give us something then. Come on.
Well, how many teeth does a mosquito have?
But how would I know, mate?
Well, that's a quiz question.
I've got the paper from earlier on.
That's a stupid question. Google it.
Yeah, give one of Husey.
Okay, when we're inviting you into help, don't abuse us.
Buzz, give Husey one of the questions we didn't get to before.
We're abusing the person who makes up the quiz.
I'm going to go first.
That was my one.
So you just pipe down.
Oh, is this your own quiz?
Well, that was the only question I know off the top of my head. It's the only bit of trivia I know.
Yeah, it's got
that's
none.
That's not enough.
Right, so this is
no. It's got 47.
Question eight from the paper today.
I
here we go.
Hopefully, remember that.
Who preceded Paul Keating as Prime Minister of Australia?
Bob Hawke, mate.
Yeah, Bob Hawke.
These get easier as they go on. Hang on, we don't get easy. Here we go.
Is that yours, Carrie?
Is there one with a novelist in Buzz? Yeah. Give him one of those.
I'll actually give him the novelist that we did. Here we go.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Who created the famous? Who created the famous literary character, Professor James Moriarty?
Did you say literally or literary?
Literary.
Conan Doyle.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Is that the Sherlock Holmes guy?
What do you think, Katie?
I didn't know what James Moriarty... I didn't know he was famous.
No, I mean, to give you an idea, our answer was Ian.
Ian.
So...
Ian McKellen.
McKellen. We didn't have a last name. He just goes by Ian.
Australian guy who's just died, who invented the great detective. And I've read quite a number of them and I can't remember the names of them.
Well, what a great tribute. His family will be happy that you've brought him up.
I hate to say...
Peter Temple was actually correct,
to be honest.
No.
No way.
Great work.
Hold on. What I don't understand about that is we just had that question and answer, and I don't even remember having that answer in when we did the quiz.
Yeah, because it's Sir something. Sir Arthur.
Sir Arthur, yeah.
It's the guy who did Sherlock Holmes.
Great work. So, guys, next week.
So, next week you're going to do it with
us. Can you join us for the whole quiz?
Can you give me another one? One I might get right.
All right. True or false?
How many teeth does a mosquito have?
47. 47.
Yay!
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets, mate. It's all
that's the paper quiz. All right, here's Encounter up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Bye, love
you. Bye, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.